welcome to your new life and our new times in what has been labeled as humanity's greatest leap in evolution. Dr. K is here to assist you with holistic tips and tools, clearings and activations for your vibrational upgrade. Dr. Allison J. K. has been working as an energy medicine practitioner for 20 years, having lived in Asia for 10 years to study subtle energy. People refer to Dr. K as the lightning bolt due to the high voltage of the work she does on behalf of assisting you to thrive in mind, body, and spirit. That is the greatest backdrop to life on planet Earth right now.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining live today for the first time in quite a while. This is Dr. Allison J.K. and welcome. So how you doing out there? If you're listening live, you can feel free to call in if you see the number there on the screen. And if you're listening to the recording, welcome. The energy is able to supersede time and space from a different dimension. And what does that mean? Well, we're structured, you know? We like our lives to be structured in this box of understandable steps. And we get upset when something upsets that, typically. And there's a lot of that happening now because we're in such a huge time of change on planet Earth. This is a time when it started in around 2012 and it's going until around 2032. So it's a 20-year window of what is considered humanity's greatest leap in evolution ever. Like more so even than when we went from four-legged to upright. It's a vast time of change. And the average source of information that you listen to, if you're a BBS radio show listener or you're one of my audience and you're listening, you know this already because you know there's something up. That's why you're searching for more. So how do we handle this, though? What is this time about? It's about coming out of that structured box and the expectations of having it structured in a way that our minds can understand. It's learning new tools because we're moving beyond the time of the third dimension of that the ego mind is given to us to structure. So I taught AP Psych in the classroom at the high school level, of course, and there was a chapter on perception and then there was a chapter on sensation or the sensory data, how it gets classified then by the mind when it picks up something in the external environment from our five physical senses. And there's this whole process that the mind goes through that is based on structuring our physical environment in a way that we can understand. And we're given these thresholds on our senses so that we can't pick up beyond a certain level. Otherwise, it'd be too much stimulus. So if you think about that, that's nature's way of giving us a tool to navigate the third dimensional plane, to have things structured and understandable. And that's the job of the ego mind. But what it seems like is happening is about 3 months ago, I started to notice a trend in my listening audiences, whatever interviews I was on live or in live sessions with groups or within my own free call that I do monthly, the last Thursday of every month, audience from around the world, or my one-on-one sessions with clients from around the world in person, in remote sessions, whatever the case may be, the setting that presented people to me, I was seeing a trend where the fifth chakra, the neck, the throat, and the heart chakra, we're having a lot of attention drawn to them. Once I started to identify that, I asked the universe, I asked the night sky. I opened up and was, as I do every night, and was asking for guidance and just connection and connecting with the beautiful night sky that happens. I live backed up to a nature preserve, and it's just a glorious sky. And I seem to get more, let's call them downloads of information from source at night. And then when I meditate too and do my yoga practice in the morning and all throughout the day, I'm listening because of the way I live my life as a practitioner, channeling chi, a life force. So I stay as an open channel, connected. But there's specific times I set aside to listen and receive information so that I can be more of a support and in service to humanity as we are in this golden time right now. What I found out was the heart was being opened and it was emanating up to the throat. And I know that a lot of my students come into my yoga meditation class and my Qigong class, and they have dry, itchy, irritated throats. So their neck is tight or their upper shoulders are trapped, so like up to their ears. But a lot of it was throat clearing. And they get into my field, they come into the classroom or the studio, and they would start, and when I say my field, I mean my life force field that emanates out from me. And the more you do this work, the bigger your emanation is, the bigger field it is, you have. And so I also clear people when they're in my field. Like, you're getting clearer just from listening right now. You're getting your own vibrational upgrade. That's why the show in part is called what it's called, Vibrational Upgrade. Because of all the work I've done, and apparently who I was when born into this body, we can talk more about that if you're interested at another time. But the point now is that people's throats would start clearing. Or they'd start coughing, and they wouldn't understand why. And people were reporting dry, itchy throats, or it was just everything that is dense, everything that is no longer of service as we move forward into a higher vibration that's more pure, that isn't so able to tolerate non-loving thoughts. And thoughts are just a cloud of energy, right? So they're being transmuted into, they're first being called forward by this high light, these frequencies that have been showering upon our planet since around 2012. And you can go on NASA.com's website, the National Aerospace Program for America, or your country's equivalent of that, and you can see the different constellations that have happened over the last 4 years have been ones that haven't been reported to have happened for like 500 years, or when they did happen, it was when Jesus was born, or when they did happen, it was some huge historical event for peace. So it's this amazingly brilliant high time right now. And in the around the spring, I started to see this trend I spoke of at the beginning of the show, where I saw people's hearts and opening. And what I've understood is, you know, living over in Asia for 10 years, where there's the backdrop to the, in the entire hemisphere of Buddhism that blends in with the understanding then of, not the understanding, but the coming from the subconscious acknowledgement by the time you grow up that there is reincarnation and that there is such a thing as karma and that there is a longevity or a longitudinal aspect to life, that we're a soul in a human body, and that's what takes precedence, not the physical body, not the here and now only, not the buildings that we build or the success of the cars or whatever the physical is that our medicine treats, but that what is most important and influential is the interior world, because that's what lasts. So this is what's getting the upgrade. All of our souls are here in bodies right now as we go through the spiritual awakening time. And it's showing up as of more so recently than ever before so far in this grand transformation time, or the great shift, as a lot of people refer, of my colleagues are referring to it, as the heart opening to help us. When I teach my energy medicine, I will frequently say I help the heart chakra open in order to help quiet the mind. It's my backdoor approach to quieting the mind. So what does that mean, really? I mean, you can hear great sentences like this that people say. First off, chakra, if you don't know, is a wheel. According to the Hindu yogic system and yoga, every single posture you do in yoga class is actually designed to open up certain chakras. And that's why you leave yoga class feeling so good, because you've opened up the chakra, which is a wheel. That is, there's seven of them down the central line of our column in the front and the back. And they are meant to turn vital life force energy, or qi, as we say in the Qigong in traditional Chinese medical world, or the prana, as we say in the yogic world. So that's life force, vital life force. And it turns in that area if the chakra is open. Chakra is an intersection of mind, body, and spirit. So if it's an intersection of mind, body, and spirit, that's where everything that we are and have been and can be meet. So if we have some kind of, so we have our conscious mind, that's the mind that we think about every day, right? And then we have all of this other part of us, that's the unconscious and the subconscious. And the chakra, each chakra is a meeting of all of this consciousness related to a certain domain of life. So if you go on Insight Timer app, the world's biggest meditation app, and you look under guided meditations, I have a root chakra meditation there, a guided meditation. I don't normally do guided meditations. I teach, I am an instructor of meditation. I use Buddha's most frequently taught meditation technique. But there is an experience of helping people ground into their root chakra, ground into their bodies, and open up that wheel at the base of the spine and flood all the way down to the feet, vital life force energy, and help people feel safe and comfortable in their bodies, because the root chakra relates to the foundation of life. It just so happens that it coincides with the foundation of our body. And so all the chakras have this domain of life that they rule over, of the mental domain, of the spiritual domain, of the emotional domain, of the physical domain, and also that includes the unconscious and subconscious. So if you have some kind of unconscious belief that you don't have the right to be here in your body on planet Earth, let's say that your mom was hesitant about bringing you in as a child and you picked up on that in the womb and coming out, and they were worried about how to provide for you, and because money is a part of the root chakra, our foundational support, including food, shelter, clothing, and money. So if there's, and it doesn't matter, I work with people from everything from a low income level to millionaires, and it just doesn't matter how much money a person has. It's this lack paradigm that's on its way out, but that has been used for quite a long time to control and dominate and influence and be a communication of power. And there's been the idea put into humanity that there's only so much money that goes around. What we're in the midst of right now is rebooting ourselves out of this mind-dominant paradigm that a human mind created from its beliefs, from the people who were in control of the time, the systems that we've inherited, depending on the hemisphere we live in, into a spiritually-based existence. And that the heart chakra is the vehicle to do that. Apparently, we're jumping two dimensions from 3D, third dimensional. 3D just means the physical, where time and space matter, where things are linear and predictable and structured, like the ego mind helps us to do, to be in a body, in a car, driving, knowing where to go. Let's say we don't have a GPS system, and we don't like to use a GPS system, and our body just knows we turn left here, we turn right here, from having looked at a map or from our sense of instincts that we still live from, because we're not totally up in the mind letting a computer do, or a piece of technology do, that thinking for us. And it's not a bad thing, because it also frees us up, technology that does some of the thinking for us, it frees us up to now start doing other things on the flip side, right? So we're emerging into more than just the mind doing its problem solving, its figuring out, its strategizing, and we're opening up to another part of ourselves, which is the God channel, so to speak, and learning that we are the creators of our lives. And so I just released this book, Vibrational Upgrade, A Conspiracy for Your Bliss, and it's on Amazon. right now, and it just released 2 Wednesdays ago. And I want to make an offer to you. So it doesn't matter when you listen to this. There's right now it's on special for a 99-cent Kindle. And if you have a Kindle or not, no worries, because it'll download in whatever format you need, whether it's a computer you're on and you just need it to download into the PC-friendly format, or you have a laptop or an iPad, it'll just, or a phone, it'll download to whatever device you choose in the format, then therefore that's appropriate for your device that you chose. So you don't need a Kindle. So it's 99 cents right now. And if you go and you get the book and you read it and you leave a review, if you take your initials and you email info@allisonjk.com, and that's one L, we'll send you a heart chakra video where I am. This is very infrequent. This is not even, this hasn't even been published yet as a product on my website. It's a 5-minute video of me doing energy medicine mini session transmission through my hands, like I do in my one-on-ones. And my one-on-ones are not run-of-the-mill, and so they're not cheap. And so this is a really great gift. The heart chakra video was my favorite when I produced this last month. I did a 5-minute video for each chakra, and it's just exquisite. We are really, so there you have it. Go to Amazon and get Vibrational Upgrade, A Conspiracy for Your Bliss, Easing Humanity's Evolutionary Transition. Read it. Give a review. It's a quick read. People are saying they can't put it down, and it's keeping them up at night. So apparently you get through it rather quickly. And leave a review and give, sending, emailing info@allisonjk.com your initials that you use to leave the review. And then my team will send you the heart chakra video, which you can listen to in the morning and at night, and really get your system, help your system to do this conversion. Because in between what's happening is all the chaos that we're seeing, all the upset that we're seeing as we see the old clash with the new, where the old still wants the more power, dominant, assertion, aggression, control, force, kind of patriarchal presentation that we're very familiar with. And it's converting into a more receptive, and that means receiving our intuitive guidance from source, or receiving communication from source, or receiving inspiration from source. What does that mean? I have a business, let's say, for example, and I have been trying to figure out, I had this idea of something I want to launch for a new revenue stream, but I'm excited about it, but I can't figure out how to implement it or how to present it out to the world. So I've been talking to different specialists and marketers and packaging and branders, and I still don't feel settled. There's a sense I have that, nah, that's not right, each time I've gotten off the phone, let's say, with one of these marketing specialists, because we've all been doing it from the mind. We've all been trying to figure it out. And then I go to Dr. Allison JK's meditation class. This is an actual testimonial from one of my students. And I do a 20-minute meditation that she instructs us through using Buddha's most frequently taught meditation technique, where I'm just learning how to detach from my thinking mind and cultivate more of that presence and allow for more connection with source and grow my observer self, grow my soul, grow my spirit, grow like my presence, my energetic, authentic presence that is eternal, that's the eternal part of me, so, and letting my mind be molded into becoming more serviceable, where it doesn't dominate, but I refer to it as a tool, and it has its proper place, instead of everything is my thoughts and my thoughts lead everything, and I go after what my thoughts say it wants, and I avoid what my thoughts say to avoid. And so I created some space, it seems like, and then we went into yoga postures for the chakras and did some clearing that Dr. K led us through with her own field, clearing our chakras, each chakra from base to seventh. And I went home, and I couldn't sleep. I was really juiced up, and then I finally did go to sleep. And then when I woke up in the morning, I had this idea about how to launch this new idea that created a new revenue stream for my business that I've been struggling with for 6 months, and it's now already bringing in more money. So what's amazing about that, I don't like to use that word because it's so abused. What's really brilliant about that is that it simplifies everything. I spent 10 years living in Asia in great part because I had already been meditating by the time I moved there, I think for 15 years and teaching it for about 14 at that time. And I was already an energy medicine practitioner and I wanted to be able to go to where the source of understanding energy was. And so I went and lived amongst the traditional Chinese culture in Taiwan for 10 years. And I went to India during that time and got my yoga teacher certification as well while I was teacher and department chair in the international school system. And it's so different living in a hemisphere that doesn't glorify the analytical prowess quite as much as we do in America. There's like this, there was a question. I started my first book, What If There's Nothing Wrong with This Point? Because this is what struck me. And it's worth repeating because it's more relevant now even than when I wrote it. 5,000 years ago, the yogic sages asked, where do we have more power? Is it the external world or the internal world? And what they came to answer, obviously, is the internal world. So they then developed meditation and yoga. Buddha came along later and extrapolated after learning meditation and yoga postures. And all that goes with that, the pranayama, the kriyas, everything that goes with that makes the eight limbs of yoga, not just postures. That's only one limb. Sorry, I'm always being the yoga teacher. He then brought out meditation. I want to say only, but meditation's five of the eight limbs of yoga. Working with the mind and learning how to do that is five of the eight limbs of yoga. The body postures are only one. So Buddha took the meditation aspects of yoga and then created Buddhism. And so living in a hemisphere, he traveled from India up through Tibet, the Himalayas, over to China, went up to Japan, then back down over across to Southeast Asia. So the whole hemisphere is influenced not only by Buddha, but also by Lao Tzu, the ancient, even before Confucius. He's the one who helped with the Tao Te Ching, and the yin-yang was established, and the Qigong was even before this time. And so there are these concepts of looking at the natural way of the universe and the universal laws, not science only, where we look at one small thing because we think we can control that one small thing, and that's what we focus on. Because it seems like it can be controlled, we can study it, and then we say this is what it is, and we take it out of its whole. So it's no longer holistically operating. We take one single thing, and we bring it down, and we independently singularize it, and then say, this is what it's about, out of its system. So what we're learning to do now is recognize that the mind isn't dominating the physical, that in part, from my interesting point of view, it seems like why there's so many people saying, you know, I've gone to the doctors and they can't identify what this is, or I've gone to the doctors, I have this weird noise in my head, or I have tinnitus, or I have this this feeling that I'm uncomfortable, and so they give me a prescription. I've had people come to me and say they found an irregularity in my breast, but it's not breast cancer. I don't know what it is. Can you help me? And like all sorts of different things that the Western medical system, as great as it is at trauma care, isn't. They're just overwhelmed at this point because the tools for identifying consciousness changing physical matter in flux. We don't have the machinery subtle enough to measure that. There is so much changing right now, and we love to make things solid and real when the whole entire backdrop to life is energy. If you look at a tree, it blows in the wind, and it goes back, and it's in a new kind of position, and all the leaves aren't in the same position. If you look at the sun, it moves all day, and the next day when it comes up, it does the same thing, but the plants have grown a little bit more, right? When we have a rainstorm, the atmosphere feels differently after. It's not the same as it felt after the rainstorm 2 days ago because the temperature is a little bit different. But the mind in its task, its assignment to make the 3D world structured in a way that our minds can understand and we feel safe, needs it to be that linear structure and that step-by-step concrete structured box-like way. And there's a whole shaking up of that that's going on right now that leaves an undercurrent of people feeling insecure And so they feel a little bit off. And so there's some erraticism that's happening. And it's a fear-based reaction from not knowing the proper perspective, the bigger picture of what's going on here. Because at the same time, you can look out at least American society and you can see a whole host of changes in our economy where there's more and more people increasingly, and this is about 70% of my client base, professionals, CEOs, attorneys, doctors, accountants, marketing analysts, professionals who don't want to do the cubicle concrete sequential job anymore. It's dry. The business world, as it has been, it's dry. And the people are ending up dry and unenthused about life. And so they're smart enough to know there's got to be more. And so they want to live a life that has meaning for them without having to do adrenaline junkie kind of adventure sports or travel or they go off into addictions of sex or drugs or rock and roll or whatever to try and cope with or check out on their phone using their devices all the time, trying to check out because they're so unhappy with their life. And these higher energies are actually influencing us to be more in the mind unless we learn how to ground them in our bodies. So there's a double whammy right now that's keeping a lot of people on their devices and checked out because these energies are affecting us from the crown chakra, the top of the head, and the sixth chakra. They're coming in from there. So it's leaving a lot of people feeling more spacey. And so then they get on their devices because they're used to being checked out of their lives because they're not digging what they're actually living. And then, bam, off goes the mind. Instead of being in the body, assessing our lives and saying, uh-uh, I deserve more, I can have more, and I'm going to create more. And that's another major aspect of what we're doing in today's world. We're learning how we are actually creating everything. We are not at the effect of everything. And it's a huge teaching, and it's a transformation, a permanent one, where the beginning of freedom starts once we realize that we are not our thoughts. Then the second, that we don't have to listen to our thinking mind. We don't have to listen to who our mind says we are and what somebody who is like us can and can't do and has to wear and has to drive and should be looking like and should be sounding like and should be living. Instead, it's coming out of the ego identity based on the ego mind, and it's saying, I want to honor my heart. I want to honor my inner yearnings. I want to honor what keeps me alive. I want to honor what makes me feel alive. That's the soul speaking. When we have a bodily desire, when we have a heart desire, I don't mean the psychological desire where we're attached to something because we think it's going to get us a certain feeling or we think it's going to get us a certain result. I don't mean that ego mind psychological attachment or fear, so we run away from it. So it's an aversion in Buddhist languaging. So it's an aversion or an attachment. And it's either because of fear, we're averting something, avoiding something is another way to say it, or we're attached and clinging and we want something because we think that's going to give us a certain feeling. And that's all the psychology, that's all the ego mind. But I'm talking about when our heart, when our chest feels expansive, when we feel like we're in a wide open field, when we don't feel closed in, when we don't feel like we only have a small space to operate in, but when we feel like we're spreading our arms out wide and we're not even doing that, and when we feel inspired, when we feel like we tend to look up towards the sky, and when we find ourselves smiling naturally and open to people, that's when we're alive. That's when we're juiced, and that's heart-based living. And so whatever makes us feel like that, that's information intuitively. It's not from what a lot of New Agers and other folks in the metaphysical community talk about with the third eye opening and, you know, all the people wanting to get their third eye open now, which is a response to the actual spiritual awakening that is the undercurrent through our life right now. But to see intuitively isn't just at the third eye. It's very much at the heart. So when we have an inspiration for something, it's our heart urging us to follow that. The Chinese and the Hindu yogic system both believe, as well as many other ancient cultures, that the heart physically in the body is also where the spirit resides. In fact, in Chinese, Shen is the word for heart and spirit and kind of like higher mind. And so we have this spirit that's talking to us through our inspirations, And if our, coming back to what I started the show with, if our heart's awakening is showing up as also opening the chakra right above us, the fifth, which is all about choice and living life. It's all about creativity, but not arts and crafts creativity, but creating our lives based on our choices. It's the throat chakra. So if those two are going through a massive opening, and in part it's because the heart chakra is opening so much that it affects the one above it and below it, but I was seeing it more at the throat chakra, then that means we are being asked, we are being given not only the what's being dumped on the planet right now from the cosmos. So let me back up. When I came back from Asia in 2010 and took my part-time energy medicine and yoga and meditation and personal training and Qigong teaching to a full-time level, I was asked to be the yoga teacher and energy medicine practitioner on a cruise to the Mayan ruins in 2012 on the December 21st alignment with a bunch of specialists around the phenomena. At the time, I was hosting a radio show, a different one, and it was around the 2000s. I was bringing on a bunch of scientists from that I actually quoted in my first book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, and wanted to speak with, who could help talk about the science of consciousness to make it more palatable for Westerners. But also, I was talking about the spiritual awakening time and the significance of the December 21st, 2012 alignment. And one of the things that occurred was me on this cruise. And so we got special permission once at the Mayan ruins on December 21st to have ceremony with the Mayan shaman. And he said they built those triangular stone pyramids when they saw in the future, the 2012 phenomena, that the earth was going to need help to handle how high, when I use the word vibrations, how high the vibrations were that were going to be coming onto planet Earth. So vibrations are electric and magnetic. That's what chi or life force is made up of. And that's why when you hold your hands apart, palms facing each other, it's the most introductory level of Qigong. It's called the pushing hands. You hold your palms facing each other about 6 inches to 8 inches apart. Now start spreading them apart. Now start bringing them together. You're doing this really slowly. I'm talking because I'm on a radio show much more quickly through it. And you can start to play with that effect and feel what's going on in between your hands. And you can feel the tingling. Don't ever let your palms touch. Pull them out to be about a foot apart, foot and a half apart. You do it slowly. And you can feel a ball. You can feel resistance and a magnetic pull. That resistance is the magnetism part of it. And the tingling in your fingertips, the heat, is the electric part of it. So that's vibration. That's the subtle energies. And part of what seems like what I am contributing to within this great shift is helping particularly Westerners reattune to the subtle energies, reattune to the life force flowing within them, and get a little and integrate that with the attunement to the physical plane. What we're being reattuned to and reattentuated to is what's behind that in a very real way. And we're letting where our blind spot has been. Let me take just a moment here and take a pause. It seems like we can really gain some help from is the understanding that the subtle energy, the invisible life force, the invisible forces behind the physical is actually something that we are interacting with at all times. And by re-accentuating our perspective and what we focus on and what we pick up on, if we just start lowering it down to one less physically tangible level. So if you're used to, you know, everything, you're paying attention to the cars in front of you in traffic, pay attention to your hands on the steering wheel instead. Pay attention to if you're gripping the steering wheel. Pay attention to if your jaw is clenched. Pay attention to what you're listening to. Yeah, really good. And then the next step in would be starting to observe your mind going into its thinking. Because 85% of someone who isn't in a position to have learned how to work with observing their thoughts and directing the flows of energy to create what it is they actually desire, but who instead lives at that pre-awakened level where you think all of life you're reacting to and it's outside forces doing things to you, including God, then that means you're externally focused. And as a manifester and a productive citizen of the United States in particular, we're taught to focus on the external plane. As big-hearted as Americans are, I'm not saying that we're not, the focus in this culture comparatively is connecting over what you can create and produce. And so the reattentuating out of that is what I see people hungry for and coming to me for. How do I stop focusing on the production of money? How do I stop focusing on being an attorney focused on conflict? How do I feel peace within my chest and peace within my heart? How do I get up every morning juiced? How do I create a life that makes me proud when I look at what I'm doing with my day? I have had so many men in their 50s and 60s and even 70s on my table, and their intestinal tract has been just, the guts are just ripped apart, and they have some kind of gastric upset, and they eventually end up talking about business decisions that they made where they compromised their integrity. So there's a lot of people right now who are sensing, and they're coming into alignment, because that's the nature of our times, is to come into alignment, to come into the heart-based living instead of the mind-created paradigm where it's about force and control and the structure where it's the outside world that we have to manipulate. So again, I'll come back to what a contrast it provided for me. Learning that and then living in a culture for 10 years and then studying the subtle energy practices developed from the understanding that we have more control over our internal world than our external world. And I just came from a darshan this morning with Guru Dev, who is the founder of Kripalu and Amrit Yoga Institute. And he has his endorsement on the front of my book. And there's a little fun tale in the back, in the last chapter, about me with Guru Dev, Yogi Amrit Desai. And he was saying this morning how it can seem like, I mean, this isn't new to me, but these teachings, even when I'm telling you, a lot of you have already listened to me speak in other interviews and on my radio show, or even in live events with me in person, or you're my one-on-one students or clients. And you know how you only can appreciate this once you've had enough experience and then you rehear something, how much I repeat, because then you hear something and it means something different once you've had an experience. So once you've learned that you can pull off of your thinking mind and you've learned that you're not your thoughts and you don't have to react to what your thoughts are saying and you don't have to do what your thoughts are saying, then everything that I'm saying takes on a different tone and somewhat a different meaning. And that's, like I said, the first level of initiating freedom. The second level is what you do with that, how you co-create that with source energy or with that vital life force energy coming down through your crown chakra, throughout your entire, every chakra throughout your system, or it's blocked up because you haven't cleared out the unconscious and subconscious blocks, which is very much a focus of my work. So that you're making conscious what has been unconscious and subconscious energy. So you're freeing up more energy or more life force to actually do have more energy. It's usually the very first outcome I see clients of mine have is they have more and better energy. So if you're feeling depressed or if you're feeling gray or if you're feeling kind of like not too hopeful, there's a reason for that. You're not living a soul-inspired life, which comes from your heart and what your heart is excited about. And you're living a life that's creating, listening to the thoughts in your mind instead. And I got to tell you right now, the ego mind is in huge fear. The Native Americans, I say this all the time, the Native Americans have this label. They use animal totems, as many ancient cultures do, to symbolize meaning. You know, it would mean something when the animal would show up. And I know that the more I have, and I used to lead kayak treks up in the Florida waterways, where I was trained with the Audubon Society, too, during my master's program as an intern with them. And so I'd point out the local flora and fauna, and then I would also point out the animal symbolism that I had learned working with the Native American communities that I worked with and studied with. And I know that the universe is constantly interacting with us. The greater field is constantly interacting with us. And from my own Qigong practice and then teaching a Qigong, we can learn how to cultivate that connection. And then yoga helps us with the discipline of the mind, the meditation, to learn how to come out of the small ego mind and live a more opened or awakened life that acknowledges the soul and honors the soul and its proper footing in our being in a body on planet Earth, having a spiritual experience in a human body. So the coyote is the animal that symbolizes the trickster, like a dog chasing its tail, going round in circles. And I attribute that to a way to describe when our soul is asking for more expansion, when it's giving us inspiration, when we're having ideas about going to do something new and adventurous, to create beyond what we've already created. And our mind clamps down with no, and then gives the almost seemingly reflexive list of all the reasons why you should not and all the can'ts. That is a reflex, like the doctor hitting the hammer on a knee and the foot kicking out, to the expansion, because the ego mind navigates the known. It goes based on the five physical senses, the files that it already has. This is a tree. You've seen this before. So then we end up with the word label that we don't even see because it happens at such a subconscious level. Oh, that's a tree. What kind of tree is that? Oh, you look it up, you learn it, it's an oak tree. Now next time that's an oak tree. It's the same thing with learning to drive. So the mind helps us learn and label and identify and navigate the physical plane. But when it comes to expansion and going into new territory, it can't help there, because that's not the mind's territory. That's the soul's territory. And in fact, from my understanding, why we're here is to grow and expand, just like a tree, just like a vegetable, just like a plant, just like an animal. All of nature grows, expands. It's the pulsing life force of all life. It's a universal law. Life happens. Two words. Life happens. Period. So riding that wave is learning how to harness and direct that wave in the direction of what is in alignment with the overall direction humanity is going in, meaning being aligned with source. If we're trying to create against the greater good, if we're creating from ego mind directions like attachments, clinging, or aversions or fears like greed. Like and greed comes from the fear of there not being enough, so I have to greedily grab onto that right there to make that mine because there's not enough. That's a fear. Lack is a fear. Like I have to control because I am afraid to trust. And none of this is conscious. This is the kind of clearing work I do all the time. I have a Tuesday night group call that I do, and it's really focused. And there's quite advanced people on it, and it's really fun. And join in if you consider yourself needing, desiring more of the courage and ability to really go for what you want. So the mind and its desire to keep familiar, so knows what it's doing, resists expansion into the unknown, right? So it goes into really controlling behaviors. So if this person who is presenting new information to us, if it's going to help lead to our expansion and maybe new choices that the mind is recognized, it's going to shut that down. and it's going to try and give us a whole list of excuses why not to go, why not listen, why not to open the book, not learn this, why not to do this. It's going to either come up with an excuse of not enough time, not enough money, not enough energy, other people approve, what will they think of me? So there's all of these reasons that is a list that the ego mind goes into, and it's always in reaction as if a reflex to the soul, the heart, being inspired and wanting to do something new, and the mind shutting that down. So it leads to us like a dog chasing our tail, because the soul or the heart, one and the same, wants expansion, wants growth, and the mind's keeping us shut onto a certain path and trajectory. And so the kinds of qualities that help come out of that are courage and trust. And it's really where we are right now on planet Earth, is learning how to be, learning these actual skills and tools, and I teach them and I speak directly to them in my latest book, Vibrational Upgrade, A Conspiracy for Your Bliss, Easing Humanity's Evolutionary Transition. I speak directly to the creative capacities we're being asked and how to cultivate them to have right now. Because there's specific ways to attune ourselves and our energy, doing certain clearings on certain blocks in particular chakras, and which means at the fifth chakra and the fourth chakra, to have this courage and to have this trust, I'm going to go for it. You got to clear out a whole host of I can't have beliefs, like I can't have what I want, I don't get what I want, everybody else gets what they want, but I don't get what I want. To get what I want is bad, to get what I want is selfish, I don't deserve to get what it's just unreal. The amount of ways we have grown up with that shows us, that tells us that we aren't here to get what we want. So the poor mind goes into quite a bit of our spin out in a way of when we're being asked now in these new energies to come into alignment and understand that there's nobody doing anything to us. We're creating it all with our unconscious and subconscious beliefs. And it's a universal law, you know, of attraction that's going to bring something to us, or a universal law of magnetics. So what karma? Biggie, or just karma. And I don't mean to say just, because clearing karma is huge work. And it's what I do day in and day out too. And so it's a couple of different factors that will keep us really not attuned to what seems to be like a secret that like only certain people right now, like those of you listening, seem to get, is that we are actually creating everything with our beliefs. And yet the beliefs that are creating the most are the ones we hear. So to pay more attention to the unconscious and the subconscious is what the tools that came out of the yogic tradition and that I've been using for 23 years and teaching for almost that amount of time are what help us do that, because it helps meditation. I go into the whole, there's three sections in my book, Vibrational Upgrade, A Conspiracy for Your Bliss. The whole first one's about meditation and what we can gain from meditation. The second section's the intermediate section, and that talks about the blocks and what having blocks does and how it shows up when we have certain blocks, and then what it looks like when you clear them, using different clients' stories as examples, so you understand what I'm talking about, like I did at the beginning of the show with the student who had the business idea in my yoga and meditation class. And when she stopped pressing and trying to figure it out and created some space in her mind, the guidance had room to get in, and she had room to listen to it, and she followed it the next morning, and bam, it was created. Saves a lot of time and energy, creating space for us to hear our intuitive guidance and connect to source. And then the third section in the book is the advanced section, and that's where I really bring in some of the very advanced yogic understanding that's not really out there about how we're created to live in bliss. And they're considered states of consciousness,
there's terms how to get there. And so I outline this in the book. It's entirely too much for an hour radio show. But while you've been listening, you've been getting cleared and certain parts of you have been getting activated because I'm doing a transmission with the energetics behind my knowing of what I'm talking about and seeing it in action in myself, first and foremost, and then all the experiences I've had with different masters and gurus around the world, and then my own experiences with the kinds of changes that I see people who interact with my work get, and I see people who interact with my colleagues, cutting-edge colleagues' work get. It's just phenomenal what's going on planet Earth right now. And so if you feel at all confused, if you feel at all unclear, that's really a good sign. The more you're entering into the, I mean that with, you know, obvious caution in the context of this conversation. I don't mean intentionally confuse yourself, obviously, right? So the more that we're entering into the unknown, the more you can view that you're risking with courage and trust, creating from your, as a lot of people in the States call it, your authentic self. I call it your aligned self. You're aligned with source. You're aligned with your higher self. Yoga in Sanskrit means, from Sanskrit to English, to yoke with. And it means to yoke with your higher self or source or God or the cosmos or the universe, however you construe it. So you don't have the mental blocks that take derail you. You don't have the ego mind derailing you, taking you off in a different direction based on identity and personality and the expectations of those around you and living at that certain level of existence where you're locked into the collective personality, ego, identity-based life, but where you're free and you're honoring your freedom to choose to create your life the way that honors your own unique being and your alignment. And another thing that's really a cutting edge right now is learning how everything, even when we don't consciously recognize it, is a choice. Making money a necessity rather than a choice is a great example. If you look at your behaviors around money, your assumption that you have to have this certain level of money, that conclusion, that subconscious or unconscious, really unconscious, maybe for some of you it's subconscious depending on how you grew up, the unconscious conclusion that you need this certain amount of money, do you really? If you look at it, you don't. You could choose not to have that kind of car. You could choose not to have that kind of house. We're seeing more of that happen with the tiny house movement and people coming out of the big 2,500, 5,000 square foot homes in America that only America has. I mean, the castles exist in other countries. The manors exist in other countries for sure. I mean, it's I don't mean to say we're the only ones here in America doing it, but square footage tends to be less in other nations across the planet for one's home, and it tends to go up and not out. And we are so blessed to have such a big, beautiful country and big, huge island that is the United States of America that it's led to what it's led to. But there's people who are realizing, you know what, maintaining this is a choice. And I remember saying that to my father years ago, and he couldn't even wrap his brain around it when I first said it. And that I don't need to be involved with my time spent maintaining a home. I don't value having a home as an asset. That's a choice. Even with the banking system in America geared, or the credit score geared towards owning your own home, helping you with the bank, when you go like $300,000 or more in debt, that's actually considered a good thing. So everything is a choice. And the more that you create space for you to examine your thoughts, and the more space you're going to have to exhale. So go to Amazon, get the book, Vibrational Upgrade, A Conspiracy for Your Bliss, and see what else is possible. It's my invitation to you to have the biggest exhale you ever had in your life. Many blessings to you. Much love. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us and allowing yourself this time to expand and become more of who you're here to be. Dr. K has a range of different offerings of her vibrational upgrades at all price points, including free. So for more information, please go to www.alisonjk.com. Dr. K's first book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, is available on Amazon.com. Dr. K also has a weekly clearing and activation call that is attended by her most advanced clients and students, an important activity in keeping themselves aligned and their vibration high. We'd love to have you come and play. Om Shanti.